Yo, 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 welcome to the NS9 post-game show, the hodgepod of nothingness. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. This is Jim Rosati on Pittsburgh Baseball Now. Pirates lose 6-5. Pirates officially 55-96, fifth place in the NL Central. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing better than the Pirates bullpen, that's for sure.
You know who else is doing better than the Pirates bullpen? Literally everybody on the face of this earth, and probably a lot of those 6 feet under.
I'm really happy there's 11 more games left this year, so we only have to watch this bullpen 11 more times.
And we don't have to, but we probably will.
That's true. Yeah, we will, because we're sickos.
Right. End of the meme. So this is just bad. It's just bad. Like, this has to be one of the worst 6-5 games that you could imagine. I mean, like, listen, it's 6-5. Not that five runs is like anything enormous, but for this Pirates offense, they scored five runs. Brian Reynolds hits his 25th home run today. But I mean, you just walk away from this game just like, God damn.
I don't know if this team is capable of winning a game anymore, because like, in order to win, they're going to have to outscore the other team, and the other team gets to face the Pirates bullpen. So like, the only way I could see this Pirates team winning another game this year is if a starter goes seven, like a starting pitcher has to go seven innings or they're going to lose. They are incapable of winning a game if the bullpen needs to pitch more than two innings. I don't even know if they're capable of winning a game right now if they need to pitch two innings. But I'm giving them a little bit of credit.
Yeah. This game, I forgot to tweet out the link, so I just did that. But this team, I mean, listen, it's baseball. There's 11 games left, so it's baseball. I'm sure they're going to win a game. They're going to find a game or two, maybe even three, that they win over the next 11. But, like, I'm with you. The odds are against them. Pujols, well, the Pirates will be going to St. Louis, and then St. Louis will be coming into the Pittsburgh, and Pujols is seeking 700. And if he doesn't do so beforehand, I'm very confident he will during that series for all the reasons you mentioned. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, the offense isn't particularly good. You keep going back that, you know, it's kind of on Cruz and Reynolds. And Castro's been doing his thing. Cal Mitchell's back, and Mitchell's been he's been better since his last stint. And they had an injury in there. But it's not particularly good. And like you said, even if it does have a good game or two or three, then you have to rely on the pitching. And the starting pitching, three-fifths of it is okay. Well, actually, half of it's okay. Keller's okay. Rowenzie's okay. And then we think Luis Ortiz he's intriguing. He's been okay so far. But then the bullpen has to come through on top of that. And the bullpen's not okay. There's nothing okay. It's not even bad. It's not even bad. It's worse. Technically, it is the worst bullpen in baseball since September 1st. And it just got
worse. You know what's kind of crazy? You know who the last Pirates pitcher to pick up a win is?
I'm afraid to say it's probably Tyler Beattie. It's some way or another.
Tyler Beattie. Tyler Beattie on September 14th, 10 days ago.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That explains a lot. Yeah, man. I mean, tonight's game started off with Bryce Wilson. Made three outs. Scoreless first. goes in the second, gives up a two-run shot, as he does. Just, you know, when he came back and, like, those first two outings, not that he was looking good by any means. Like, the bar was very low. And my point and discussion at that point was he's not a good pitcher, but he throws strikes, he gets hits, he doesn't walk anybody. You know, maybe he could find his role into being, like, a bad fifth starter on a bad team. And I, at this point, like, that was so premature. I'm ashamed of myself even entertaining that.
I mean, I guess that's what he is. He's awful. A bad fifth starter on a bad team.
He's not even – he's worse than that. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, he's even worse than a bad fifth starter at this point. I just
– today was actually his best start since in a while. But it really, it's just so uninspiring. Yeah. Like, everything he does is just uninspiring. When he throws the ball, he, like, almost falls over every pitch. I don't know what he's doing. He's – the guy has started – the guy, he has in his career 216 innings pitched, and he can't throw a baseball without almost falling over. I don't know what he's doing. Like, it's just the weird. It's every single pitch, and like, he throws it, and then it's like, oh shit, he's gonna fall over, and then he, like, barely stays up. Sometimes he does, like, have to catch himself before actually falling to the ground. But, like, I don't, like. Like, this guy's just a he's a joke. Like,
we almost had another Rosati F bomb.
He's terrible. And I just don't want to see him ever again. And he wasn't even the problem tonight. Like, he was fine.
No,
he pitched fine tonight. But I never want to see him again.
It's just not good. It's just not good. And to put a little bit out here. You know, I went on Twitter today, and after last night's Mitch Keller start, which, you know, didn't start well, but he turned it around. He fought through, and Mitch Keller doing Mitch Keller things, and he's lowered his ERA, and he looks very confident for the season. And it's like, and then here's the antithesis of Mitch Keller. Here is Bryce Wilson. And so I put some numbers out on Bryce Wilson for his season, right? Based upon everyone else who has 80 innings pitched on this season, where he compares. So 140 pitchers this year have pitched 140 pitchers have pitched 80 innings.
Okay.
He ranks 136 in F4.
Out of 140?
Out of 140.
Okay.
Out of 140, he ranks 136 in WAR. He ranks 140 in ERA. He's dead last. He ranks 136 in FIP, 134 in K percentage, 47 in walk percentage. So again, like, he stopped walking people, all that, although that started to come back in his repertoire. 138 in batting average against, 135 in home runs per nine, and 137 in weight in WPA. So, like, he's literally, like, the definition of, like, one of the worst pitchers in baseball.
He is, period. Like, yeah, right, exactly.
It's so bad for him. And it just, he ain't that guy. He has no business being on this roster next year. Point blank. There's no reason to tender him a contract.
Absolutely not.
So that's Bryce Wilson. That's our Bryce Wilson talk.
His next start is against the Reds, though, who he beat his last time out. So, I guess there's maybe some wins. Three games against the Reds, coming off a four-game sweep of the Reds. Pirates haven't won since they faced them. They're looking at now three sweeps in a row since that series.
Yeah, man. So, like you said, as much as we just crapped all over Bryce Wilson, he didn't have a terrible outing.
He didn't.
It wasn't really his fault that they lost. So let's get to whose fault it was. It was his bullpen, as we discussed, which started with Will Crow. He came in the sixth inning. He got out. Let's start off positive. He got an out.
He got one out.
He got an out. And that's where it ends. Three earned runs off three walks and a hit.
Yeah, I mean, he walked the bases loaded, and then he walked in a run, and then they pulled him. And then Banuelos came in, walked in another run, and then – Ben Willis gave up a hit to kind of put the nail in the coffin for Crow. So just another awful, awful game from Will Crow. And I mean, it's just a pattern now where I think he's just like, he's gassed. Like done. He's done. Like to just put him on a shelf for the rest of the year. There's no reason to put him out there anymore. Like the dude is, he's given up 8 runs now in his last 2 outings and he's gotten 1 out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because those 5 earned came against the Yankees with that grand slam. No outs even made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, man. I didn't even think about that. 1 out, 8 earned runs. I mean, yeah, 1 out, yep. 8 earned runs. Not even an yep. inning, just an out. One yeah. third of an inning. 8 runs. Earned runs. Will Crow. That's kind of damaging to the ERA.
Yeah, put him on the IL. There's no reason to put him back out there the rest of the year.
He just doesn't dead look good. He hasn't for a
whatever
while.
Whatever it is. Yeah. No, he hasn't looked good for a month or so.
Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. And like what really sucks is you got to see the return of Bednar last night. His velocity's still down.
He didn't look sharp either.
Just
yeah.
doesn't look the same. And like that's just the problem. Like, we've been talking about this bullpen for how long now? It just
like when the bullpen's so bad and you had to rely on literally 2 guys to get all of your meaningful outs the first 120 games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Once those 2 guys break down, you're left with nothing. And that's where they're at right now. They've like rode those 2 horses as long as they possibly can. And now they've got nothing.
I'll yes and no. I'm just going to throw this out there. Of course, it's relevant because we can talk about him tonight. He was injured for a little bit, so like you can't really say like he rode him the whole time. But there's also Chase DeYoung. He's been relied upon a lot this year. And again, like he's a magician. I don't quite get it. He's effective still. And I know we joked about this. Like, I'm not going to rely on him as a 9th inning guy, but he's the only guy in this bullpen that you can – have any type of trust in. And so he does come out tonight. He does pitch a scoreless 9th inning on a hit and a walk and a strikeout. Lowers his ERA to 2.32 on the season. Like he is doing it. Again, he's a magician. I'm not quite sure how, but he is doing it. So like that's the only person in this bullpen that is worth a damn. Just point blank worth a damn.
So, I mean, the results have been there for Chase DeYoung, and he's, you know, been able to kind of dance through this season getting those results. I mean, his left on base percentage is just completely, utterly ridiculous and unsustainable.
He's a magician.
especially for someone who doesn't strike out people. 87.4% left on base rate. After today, it's actually 87.8. So that's just ridiculous.
That doesn't happen.
And especially
it's
for
almost
a guy,
impossible.
Especially for a guy who walks as many guys as he does and strikes out as little amount of people as he does. Chase DeYoung has a BABIP against of 200. Like, it's just he has been the luckiest pitcher. He's outperformed his FIP by over 2 runs. Like 2 full runs.
And ironically enough,
so again,
talk
like,
about the BABIP.
Like, yeah, so again,
he doesn't have this good defense behind him either. That's you can no. speak to. It's not like, well, listen, look at this infield. No one gets hits off this infield. It's the opposite. But somehow yeah. with him, no one gets hits off him.
So I wouldn't say I trust Chase DeYoung when he goes into a ball game at all. He's gotten results somehow, but like I don't trust him.
That's the best way. Okay. That's the best way of putting it. I don't trust him, but the magic will come out when he goes in there and like the results will come. And that's what I'm saying. Like, again, I'm not looking forward to 2023 and saying, hey, Chase DeYoung is in this bullpen. Let's build around that. I'm looking at 2023 and saying Chase DeYoung is going to turn to a pumpkin. Beware. However, for this season, like the results keep coming. And as much as we keep saying it's going to come down to earth, it just doesn't. on top of that, even going by just straight FIP, he's the best reliever probably in this bullpen. And you're talking about his two runs, like even with a close to a 5 FIP, over 4 FIP, clearly. I don't know what it is at right now. I'm not looking, but he's still the best reliever that you probably have any type of trust in.
Yeah.
So, anyways, still too much talk on Chase. But
I think right now I probably trust if I had to get in out. This is where we're at with the level of this Pirates bullpen. If we had to get in out, I'm probably going Manny Banuelos.
For the people watching, I just whispered it. I mind it because I'm like, with you. I don't want to steal your thunder, but I think we're on the same page. It is him.
That's probably who I'm going with, and that's saying quite a bit right now.
Is he still the only lefty in the bullpen right now, too?
Who knows? Dylan Peters might be back. I don't know what he's doing. Is Dylan Peters alive?
He's alive. I'm not sure if he's well, but he's alive.
Dylan Peters is not on the roster. So, Manny is the only left-handed pitcher on the team, actually.
On the team. Right. Because, of course, it's got to be the exact opposite of the hitters.
Yeah.
All right. So, Yoan Ramirez, bad. One inning, another earned run, no strikeouts, two hits. His ERA is a 5.64. This bullpen just – it can't keep anything together.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the offense, though. There was – I mean, the bullpen was terrible. Pitching was awful. Offense, I thought, played pretty well today. Now, they were facing these Cubs pitchers who – I've never heard of in my life. I don't know who Assad, Rucker, Rodriguez, and Yulman are. Never heard of any of those people in my life. So
here's the thing about that. You've never heard of them. They're still better than what we have as Pirates fans.
They are. Like, no. And then even the lineup today, like the Cubs lineup, like Esteban Quiroz was their number two hitter.
He just got called this week, right?
He's a 30-year-old who's played 6 major league games. He's out there making diving catches. He was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Like, who in the hell is this guy? I have no idea. He's our number two hitter. Alfonso Rivas. What's an Alfonso Rivas?
Hey, man. Don't hit on Alfonso Rivas.
But I mean, again, you can look at the Pirates lineup and probably say the same thing about half these guys. But like PJ Higgins,
you know, when you think about it, when you think about it, as much as look at the title of the show,
yeah,
the hodgepodge of nothingness,
the Cubs are a complete hodgepodge of nothingness.
This was absolutely that as well.
Jared Young was their DH today, 27-year-old. Fifth game of his career from Canada.
Hey,
who the hell is he? He doesn't have a picture. He doesn't have a picture. He's a gray face. He doesn't have a picture of his face.
Like Tomlin loves him.
My God.
Oh man, I didn't see this comment now. Mr. Kush. First time watching, guys. Looks like I'm the only one, right? Damn, bro, Pirates suck. If they don't even try to win, I hope they move cities. They got to do something soon or they gone. Hope they stay, though. Yeah, I hear you. Good for the brand if they stayed.
Yeah. Brian Reynolds, though, continued his hot streak. 25th homer of the season, career high. I tweeted out earlier today, like, he's obviously not hitting like he was last year, but – fourth best offensive center fielder in the National League. Second best offensive center fielder in the National League among qualified batters. Fourth highest WAR among NL center fielders. So he's put together, you know, a sneaky good season, just kind of quiet under the radar. I mean, he's been good, but a really good game today. He's really heating up in September. Sawinski, another home run today. Really good game from Sawinski. Got on base all 4 times, home run and 3 walks.
He needed this game.
Yeah, we'll take that. Jiwon Bae, we want to talk about him. Major league debut. He got called up today. We got the word late last night that he was going to be on his way up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jiwon Bae, a lot of people have been kind of asking, you know, where is Jiwon Bae at? Because he really tore up AAA for the majority of this season. So they call him up. And listen, I'm not a Jiwon Bae fan personally, but I think like his speed was kind of game changing today. You know, he kind of possesses that one really good skill. Seems like a really good contact guy too, just based off of what we saw today. Made a good play at second base on a throw home with a drawn in infield. Got his first major league hit, stole two bases. Pretty impressive debut for Jiwon Bae. I think like that's like all of the reports and everything that you've known about Bae coming up through the minors, like you see, okay, contact hitter, you know, puts the ball in play fast. And that's what we saw tonight.
You're right. He walked, he got a hit. So like you said, his first major league hit, he got his first major league steal on his first time up. And pitch wasn't even thrown, right? He got on, just took first base right away. Like, got his first steal as soon as he touched first base. Then ended up getting a second steal in the ninth inning, which is pretty big as well. And I mean, I just liked, I know it was the moment, and I'm not like touting this entire one time, like what he did on the base pass at that time, like what he is, but like he was really disrupting that pitcher and everything. I mean, they were worried about Bae. And this is the guy who's made his debut. Not like he's a big time prospect or anything. I think there's a lot of hope for him. Like you said, like the contact, the speed, the defense. He's kind of starting to get like this sneaky power. I'm not saying he's like a power hitter, but the fact that he hit no home runs. And then last year he had 8 home runs. This year he's got 8 in the minor leagues. Like there's some pop coming that he looks like he can be a decent hitter. But they were, like I said, like the Cubs were legit worried about him. I mean, they threw the first base 4 times, I think, trying to pick him off. They threw the second once when he didn't even actually run. So it just kind of shows like there's already a fear for Bae in the moment. So I can understand the people. Go ahead.
One thing to consider, I'm assuming this Cubs lineup has been in Iowa like all year long. So they're familiar with Jiwon Bae. They know. Like I like there's 3 people in this lineup who are like actual major leaguers.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's the Shaq GIF, but
I was
familiar with their game.
Right. Yeah, like they actually know who he is.
I just
like,
saw you about a week ago.
That Eric Yulman dude, he's probably faced Jiwon Bae like 30 times this year.
Good point. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they know the ins and outs of Jiwon Bae. But what I was going to say is, like, I fully understand, like, personally how people can feel about Bae. But as the player, I just feel like this call-up was well overdue. Again, for how many times you had to see Josh Van Meter in this lineup and such. Like, why not get this kid up here? Seems like he has definitely the talent, whatever. And he's showing the tools. That is why he's about 10, 15, 20-ish range, depending on like where you look at as far as rankings go, you know, but there's definitely talent there. I know it's limited because the power's right, very limited at such, but it was a nice debut for him. Again, 1-for-3, a walk, 2 stolen bases.
Yeah, and I really, I mean, in reading too, like he would have gotten more prospect hype coming up if not for the off-field stuff. Like that.
Just think about like when the Braves signed him. That was like a big time signing internationally.
That just kind of made people sour on him. So
yeah,
you know. Otherwise, I mean, yeah, you can count. You can look at a bunch of top 100 prospects and say Bae's probably better than that guy.
Yep,
but
and just to throw this out there because it happened, we talked about the power stuff. I mean, his hit did come 108 miles per hour, so exit velocity.
He even had his ground out to like that diving play at second was 105, I think. So he hit a couple of balls pretty hard today.
Mm-hmm. So good to see from him. So yeah, it was a nice debut. Like you said, Reynolds hit his 25th. He goes 2-for-4 with another walk today as well. His OPS back over to 807. I guess talk a little about O'Neill Cruz. So we love to do, right? He did go 0-for-4 today. Did have a walk, yeah. No strikeouts. I mean, he was making contact as he did the night before as well.
No strikeouts, making contact, got on base. In the ninth inning, he barreled up a ball, but it was caught at the warning track. It was a home run in 12 out of 30 major league ballparks, but not PNC. You got to hit the ball pretty good to go opposite field as a lefty at PNC, and so he just missed it there. But I thought he had walked it off. Like off the bat, I thought it was going to carry, because usually you're just kind of used to his balls just like jumping, you know.
And you're so used to it not looking like a home run and ends up being it. So, when I saw that, I was like, well, damn, this is a home run.
Yeah. If it would have been a little bit more in the corner, it was gone. It didn't get down that line enough. But I actually thought he looked pretty good today. Like I said, didn't really chase, looked at a lot of pitches. 5 plate appearances, no strikeouts. I don't know if he's ever done that, to be honest with you. So, I mean, we can go back and look, but I feel like that's at least a little bit of a positive. Now, he did face a lot of just scrub right-handed pitchers today. So
right.
That
yeah, this was like one of those games where, again, you walk away and say, hey, at least he didn't strike out. Like, he did go for 4, had a walk, didn't strike out. He's making contact. But, I mean, it's certainly one of those games where it's like you wanted to see a hit or two. You know, in this one. And right, like he almost had it. And it could have been like a huge moment for him, like a walk-off home run there to win it in the ninth inning. It was close. It was so close. But it doesn't happen. Yeah. But yeah, like you walk away from this as, you know, it's a disappointment. Wasn't a good game in the box score for O'Neill Cruz. But again, like when you walk away looking at it, it wasn't terrible. You know, again, if he went 0-for-5 or 0-for-4 with a walk and like 2 strikeouts in here, that's where you're saying, okay, you know. But there was contact. Just continue to see him go. There's 11 more games. 11 more games. The season's over. Let's see how he finishes it.
Well, and yeah, you obviously always want to see results, right? But behaviors drive results. So, you know, we saw good behaviors from him today. His last 2 plate appearances, expected batting averages, .490 and .420. You know, so like he did the right thing in those at bats. It's just you're not always going to get a hit. Happens.
Such is baseball, such is life. John Jaso. But yes. So yeah. I mean, I don't know. That seems to pretty much wrap up the game. I don't know if there's anything else you want. I guess look at it this way, the Pirates only struck out 6 times as a team. Like that's also a big win.
I guess so. Yeah.
You don't see that too often.
Yeah. And again, like they were facing pretty bad pitchers like all day today. No one they faced today, like when you watched them throw, you know, you weren't impressed with their stuff. Like these were a bunch of dudes, just your normal average like right-handed bums.
Yeah, you've pretty much watched this 112 times this year.
Yeah, it would be like if you had 9 innings of
baseball turned on at the Pirates.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, from the beginning, like you've seen this before. It's just the Pirates end, and the Pirates weren't able to capitalize on it. But either way, yeah, it sucked. It really did. I mean, the Pirates did. The lead went back and forth a few times. The Pirates' offense was there, but the bullpen just couldn't get it together, as you pretty much expected and probably going to expect for the rest of the season. And it just is what it is. But hey, on the bright side, there's 11 days left of the season. The hodgepodge of nothingness hopefully concludes. I feel like this is the theme for the next 11 games, right? And there's an offseason. There's new hope, right? There's new hope to instill for 2023.
I'm ready to see Endy. Bring Endy up this last week.
He got a hit tonight too, didn't he?
He had multiple hits tonight. All he does is collect multiple hits.
Man.
Like, yeah, what's tonight that kid he is went doing? 2-for-4.
Okay.
He's hitting 533 right now in AAA since his call up. All he does is hit. I feel like you got to reward him.
They did that game, right? They rewarded Ronzi and O'Neill last year. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to play that game this year? There is room on the 40 man per se.
There's room on the 40 man. They only really have like 1.5 catchers right now anyways. Although Zach Collins looked pretty decent behind the plate today. I'll give him that. Like the arm looked really good.
He did.
Because that was the first time we saw him back there. But no, Indianapolis's season ends next Wednesday. So theoretically, you could get him
a week.
Like a week. I'd take it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Pirates fans would enjoy a week of Andy Rodriguez.
And it'll be what? I mean, right then is going to be the St. Louis Cardinals back to back, right? In St. Louis and in Pittsburgh. So it's not a far trip from Indianapolis.
Yeah, six games. Bring him up for the last six games. Let him show the St. Louis Cardinals what a real catcher looks like.
That would be nice, especially in the playoffs. You know, show them what this is what a catcher looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see. I'm not getting my hopes on it, but they did reward Ronzi and O'Neill last year for the performance. And honestly, Endy's way more deserving of a reward than them two. And this isn't taking anything away from their seasons last year. Mm-hmm. They had phenomenal seasons last year. Endy is just, he's just on a whole nother level. And it's been three levels so far. And again, it's only a few games in Indianapolis, but like he's still doing it.
Yeah.
So
he deserves it.
Let him see PNC Park. And then don't screw with him this offseason. If you want him to change a position, which you don't, give him the glove and tell him now. So that's not the reason why he's not in Pittsburgh to start next year.
That's actually the only reason why they might not call him up is because if they do, and let's say he tears it up the last week of the year, and then you go into spring training, and you're like, oh, we need to send him down. We need to send him down so that he can just, you know, get a little bit more position flexibility. Meanwhile, he hit 500 in his 1 week in the majors.
Right. I don't know, man. Yeah, they might have learned, right, what happens in rewarding those people and then playing your game in spring training. Yeah. That those people aren't too happy. And people like Ronzi have to get forced in that position and actually start producing. And then you got to think of another reason, excuse to send them back down.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Let's get out of here, though. It's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Nothing. Nothing else. I'm done.
Tomorrow, Pirates play the Cubs again. It's Johan Oviedo versus Wade Miley. Your boy, Wade Miley. We'll be back tomorrow again for the post-game show. Hopefully, we'll get a dub. They probably won't, but hopefully. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. All right.
See you, guys.